Hello and welcome to the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. Factories of old are certainly not the factories of today, and factories of the future may not even be recognizable, which is why our next guest's institution of higher learning recently received $5 million in funding to study future factories. Their research will look at how factories of the future think and how humans and non-humans can interact to anticipate consumer needs and avoid supply chain issues like the ones we're seeing now. Dr. Rami Harik is Associate Professor of Mechanical Engineering at the McNair Center at the University of South Carolina in Columbia, where he joins us from now by phone. Rami, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much, Mike. I'm excited to be here.
Now, first of all, give our listeners an overview of the McNair Center.
The McNair Center is an aerospace innovation center and research. Goal from our center is to spur and make sure the next cutting-edge research and innovation in the fascinating world of advanced manufacturing is being worked on in a very dynamic fashion. We have undergraduate engineering students, graduate, postdoctoral researchers, faculty, and everybody is interacting with everyone in order to create the next best thing.
And congratulations on this funding that you have received recently. Tell us, what will happen next?
In order for the United States to be competitive and remain competitive, we wanted to see in 10, 15, 20 years from today, how will the factory of the future look like? This is why we've established the Future Factories Lab at USC, at the McNair Center. We're looking into the physical infrastructure and the innovation needed to enable the factory of the future. We're looking at the cyber infrastructure. You very often hear about digital twin and virtualization and all of these different elements. This requires a specific cyber infrastructure that we are investigating. Obviously, we need the data infrastructure and what will enable the communication between the physical, the cyber, and beyond the cyber. And finally, the fourth, now that we have these infrastructures, how do we put them together so that the future factory and the factory itself is capable of understanding, sensing, assessing its situation, and communicate on its own with other facilities without a human intervention? All of these things are important and are precursors to solving fundamental manufacturing issues such as that you can find in the supply chain or relevant domains.
Now, does any of this research involve on-site collaboration with factories that are up and running now in our state?
Absolutely. All of this research is grounded with fundamental partnership with industrial partners from Nephron Pharmaceuticals to Siemens to IBM to several other entities. And we are using them as a test playground and verification playground for what we need. It's a privilege to have access to such cutting-edge facilities.
What are some of the trends that you are seeing or expecting in the future as far as advanced manufacturing goes?
The most important trend is a continuously revived old one, which is the desire to achieve autonomy, the desire for equipment. If we go back in time 30, 40, 50 years ago, you'll often hear automation. We want to automate in order to mass produce, in order to overcome shortages. Well, we're taking this to the next level where our hope and aspiration is for equipment, for facilities, for manufacturing lines to achieve autonomy in the concept of sensing, understanding the behavior, understanding what's going on, and moving beyond that to actual execution and action with respect to this autonomy. So I would say this will continue to be the trend until it is achieved.
Well, Rami, congratulations again on the recent funding, and thank you so much for spending time with us today.
Mike, thank you so much. Happy New Year for everyone. This is January, and looking forward for what 2022 will bring for all of us.
Dr. Rami Harik is Associate Professor of Mechanical Engineering at the McNair Center at the University of South Carolina. We will have a link to his department posted at our webpage so you can learn more. SouthCarolinaPublicRadio.org. org, where you can also hear this show again as well. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.